This is Focus on Africa on the BBC World Service. Welcome if you've just joined us. And we've reported on this many times before, the massive and often illegal fishing off Africa's Atlantic coast and how it's not only robbing countries of billions of dollars in revenue, but also depriving local populations of what should be an affordable source of food. A new investigation has found that a lack of transparency in global fishing is allowing illegal and unregulated fishing practices to thrive in the region. The report by the Financial Transparency Coalition says that West Africa is the global hub of the vice, with 40% of illicit activity happening in the region's waters. Alfonso Daniels is one of the investigators.
West Africa has one of the richest fishing grounds in the world. And what you see is that many distant water vessels from other countries, say from China, they have exhausted their own resources. So they're desperately looking for new areas to fish. And West Africa has not only the richest fishing grounds, but also a very weak governance system. So it's very easy to fish there, almost unregulated, without anyone controlling who's doing what or paying taxes or other licenses.
Now, this investigation that you carried out looked into the countries where the vessels that do the fishing in West Africa and do so much damage. The investigation looked into the countries where the vessels are registered. What did you find?
We found that half of the identified fishing vessels were operating in Africa. We also found that a third of vessels were flagged to China. Other countries are also flagging these vessels, like South Korea, Spain, Taiwan. And what we also found, interestingly, and for the first time really, the top companies behind these activities. The top 10, 8 of them are Chinese. One of them, the number one company, is listed in the Nasdaq. And one of the 10 companies, there's another one from Spain and another one from Colombia. The one from Spain has been receiving millions of dollars from EU and other subsidies. So for the first time, we look at which companies are doing this, are responsible for this illegal fishing.
You call it an illicit trade, but if a fishing company, if a business person comes to country X and gets their licenses, pays the right amount of money, what's wrong with that? What makes it illicit?
Well, illicit is the cases where that is not the case, where vessels are fishing without licenses, without communicating this to anyone in areas that are restricted, say for traditional fishermen. So that's the part that is the illicit part of the trade.
So there's a lack of transparency in this?
Yes, that's the key, because we have identified companies behind it, but it's very difficult to find the individuals behind these companies, the shareholders. There's no financial transparency behind the vessels. So that means that when someone is fined, the one who's fined normally is the vessel and the captain, not the ultimate owner. And the fines are very small. So that is sort of creates, the owner of that vessel doesn't have any incentive to stop.
So what can be done to improve the situation and ultimately tackle illegal fishing activity, including getting the owners to own up and getting the owners to actually pay for what they are doing wrong?
So what's crucial is that anyone registering a vessel should report who's the ultimate beneficiary owner of that vessel. That doesn't happen now. So we don't know who they are. Something else is that these fishing vessel registries should be open and should be public. But this is just part of a chain. You also need better monitoring and control capacity by local countries. You also need a list of illegal vessels globally that doesn't exist at the moment. So we don't know which vessels are doing what. Also, you need greater fines to really stop those involved in illegal fishing and the companies involved in illegal fishing from continuing to operate, or at least causes a deterrent from them to operate. And crucially, you need to the main seafood markets, that's Japan, the European Union, and the United States, that together make up 55% of the market, they should prevent any imports from companies linked to illegal fishing.
Alfonso Daniels, who's with the Financial Transparency Coalition.